Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, thank you so much for joining me tonight on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Tonight's broadcast is a rebroadcast of last Monday's broadcast with Dr. Henderson. So we're excited about you guys being with us tonight. Thank you so much. Dr. Henderson is busy. She's building her wonderful empire. So we thank her for her wonderful contribution to the network. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Straight to the Point, and this is a rebroadcast of last Monday's show and broadcast. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Don't forget to share this out. And remember, this is Straight to the Point.
Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen all across the globe, you better get excited today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Global Straight to the Point program. Get ready for it. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We're talking with Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. She'll be up shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a couple announcements and another song coming up, guys, but we are excited about you being with us today. Thank you so much for joining us, those live and around the world. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. What a great time, guys. What a great time. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number, 347-843-4559, is the number where you can call in, listen in, and be a part of the program, guys, as well. And if the lines open up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can even leave your request, comment there, get excitement, even your praise report that you may have before the Lord tonight, because he is good. You better say something about it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, that number is 347-843-4559. That is the call-in number. You could be texting that out right now on your social media right now. And get that out there, ladies and gentlemen. Let people know about Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. So we're excited about you, and I trust you're excited about yourself as well. Hey, let's go to the next song, and we'll be right back with you. Amen. Hey, if you're just joining us, guys, this is Straight to the Point.
I got Jesus on my side, yeah. Oh, I got that, yeah, I got Now you understand why I keep my head held high, even on the worst of days. I might cry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Trouble don't last always. Please don't let them tell you what you cannot do, just because it's never been done. You just let them watch you do what they cannot do.
Everybody out there in radio land, We got the victory. We got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. We have nothing to fear because we got Jesus on our side. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to the Straight to the Point. Those of you who are tuning in with, yes, 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 we are excited for tonight. Those of you who are tuning in with me for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and it is a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer you real solutions for every single person. We lean on, depend on the Word of God, specifically John 3:16. For the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life." So we greet you and we want to thank you for tuning in with us. Those of you who are tuning, yes, in by way of live, we bless you and thank you on tonight. Those of you who are going to speak and or talk to towards the end of the broadcast, we thank you for tuning in tonight. Those of you who are listening by way of the internet, we greet you and thank you for tuning in on tonight. Those of you who are going to call back in, we greet you and thank you for calling in on tonight. Those of you who listen all over the globe, all over the world, all over the nations, we thank you and greet you. And we know that it's not by coincidence or providence that you are here on the line tonight, but you are here by divine appointment. You are predestined to be here on the Straight to the Point on tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you all. We want to give credit to Anthony Brown. Shout out to Anthony Brown. He's from Washington, D.C., my hometown, born and raised in Washington, D.C. We give a shout out to him for both of his songs, Blessings on Blessings. Every single time that I turn around, I see blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. I'm telling you. You know, a lot of times people think that if they don't see the tangible blessings, that somehow they're not blessed. But I tell you that if you woke up this morning, you are blessed. You are blessed because somebody didn't wake up. If you woke up this morning, if you are in your right mind, you are blessed because somebody is not in their right mind on tonight. I'm telling you all the things that's going on. If you're still here, if you still standing, if you still holding on, you are blessed. You are blessed. I'm telling you, I haven't even started the show quite yet, but I want somebody to know on tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, without a twinkle of an eye, without any doubt in your mind, that you are blessed. Don't look at nobody else, but look yourself in the mirror on tonight. Touch your own head and say, "I declare and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost that I am blessed." The man of God says every time he turns around, he sees blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. I'm telling you, I declare to you on tonight, you are blessed to be a blessing. Also, we want to thank him for victory. He says, "I got the victory." That's right. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. He said, "Every time you look up, you're going to see me winning." I'm talking to winners on tonight. I declare and decree that this is your winning season. This is your time. This is your moment to win. This is your season to win. This is your season. I'm telling you, all the losses that you feel like that you've had to overcome, I declare and decree that those losses is not going to be compared to all the winning that's about to happen in your life. I said from this night on, moving forward, that you will win. Not you will win. You've already won. You have already won. You are a winner. There's a winner in you. There's is a winner in you. Yes, yes, yes. I declare and decree that it's a done deal. That is already done. That means we walk by faith and not by sight. We declare and decree. We speak those things into existence as if not. We walk by faith because we believe. We believe God. I don't know about you on tonight, but I believe, and I know that God cannot lie, will not lie, should not lie. He calls me blessed. He says that I won. He says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and not just me, but you too, my friends, because the God that we serve, he has no perspective person. Amen. The same God that raised Lazarus from the grave can surely, surely, surely heal your body, can surely, surely, surely prosper you, can surely, surely, surely save your children, can surely, 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 my God, bless you and continue to make you victorious. And so, again, we thank you for tuning in on tonight. We thank Anthony Brown for both of those gospel songs, and we give him credit for them. Before we go into our message, I want to do a quick business shout-out. For those of you who will be coming through the office ball, I'm telling you, your life would never be the same. For those of you who still want to get tickets, you can go to Eventbrite and just simply type in the Authors Ball, Washington, D.C. So the Authors Ball is going to be March 23rd, 2024 here in Washington, D.C. in the nation's capital. Or you can email survivorsgm@gmail.com. I want to quickly do a business shout-out to all the business, to all the entrepreneurs, those out there who are building for the kingdom, those who are planting for the kingdom, so that they can pour back into the ministry, so that they can pour back into the kingdom. Those of you who are creating kingdom wealth and building for the kingdom, so that the kingdom, so the people of God can prosper, that's creating jobs. We give you a shout out on tonight. We want to shout out the Men's Let's Talk Network right here that we're speaking on right here, radio, amen, TV, video, broadcasting, the Men's Let's Talk Network. We give shout out to Dr. Kevin Vaughn. We also want to shout out to Shea Beauty, that is Jordan Clark in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We give credit to Hey She Boutique. For all your boutique needs, you can go online to HYSHE, Hey She Boutique. Also, we give credit to The Right Cut Cleaning Services. I tell you, The Right Cut Cleaning Services, I had them at my house the other day, and I'm telling you, my house is spick and span, no dust, floor shining. I'm telling you that it is awesome. So it's called The Right Cut Cleaning Services, DeWalle, DeWalle, Total Skin and Body Care, Accessories and Apparel. DeWalle, Total Skin and Body Care, Accessories and Apparel. For all your total body skin needs, you can go to www.DeWalle.com, Virtual Consulting Company. For all your business services needs, building businesses worldwide for excellence, whatever you have in need of, any type of business, you want to contact Virtual Consulting Company at www.virtualconsultingco.com. Survivors GM. Survivors GM is a charitable organization. If you know anybody who wants to eat, if you know anybody who needs food, if you know anybody who needs toiletries, then you want to contact Survivors Global Ministry at www.survivorsgm.org, or you can email survivorsgm@gmail.com. So you can go to www.survivorsglobalministry.org. Also, we salute Dr. DTH Ministries. We give them credit. You can go into for counseling services for any type of books that you may need. You can go and get any of the Lord's book collections I give you keys. When a prophet cries, something happens. Misguided affections. Do you love her? Your best self yet. Master your distractions. Conquer your emotions. Or you can get those same books at any online bookstore. Amazon.com. You can go to BarnesandNobles.com, ZulonPress.com. You can go to any bookstore to get any of those great books. So we give credit. We give shout-outs to every entrepreneur out there, those of you who God has given you a heart to build and give back to the kingdom. We thank God for each and every one of you all. If you would like to have us shout out your business, contact survivorsgm@gmail.com, and we will tell you how you can get a business shout out here on the Straight to the Point. And also, we are advertising on social media, but you have to email survivorsgm@gmail.com to see how you can get your business shout out, as well as to see how you can and how can we advertise you on the social media. And also, we're taking advertisement, we're providing advertisement opportunities for the Authors Ball. So those are our business spotlights on tonight. And without further ado, let's move on with the Word of God. The Word of God on tonight is simply blessed to be a blessing. I say it's blessed to be a blessing. I say you are blessed to be a blessing. I was just thinking about the Word of the Lord, and I'm not going to be long, going to be short. I'm going to give you the Word. I'm going to give it to you straight to the point. That's what straight to the point is. Also, want to give a shout-out to Eternal Life Network TV, Eternal Life TV, that TV show. I'm on Eternal Life Network, the Right Now Word. Every Thursday night, I'm bringing you the Right Now Prophetic Word. You can tune in to Eternal Life Network TV every Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. From 7 to 7:30, we do a rebroadcast. And from 7:30, you get a brand spanking new word, Right Now Word, the Rhema Word, right from the throne room of God. Without further ado, turn to your Bibles, Proverbs 10:22, and the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it make a rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I said, the blessing of the Lord, it make a rich, and he added no sorrow to it. When God opens up the windows of heaven, somebody hear me on tonight, when God begins to bless you, when God begins to give you favor, when God begins to shine his face upon you, I'm telling you, you will begin to experience the manifested glory of the Lord. And when you begin to walk in the blessings of God, you will begin to not just feel rich, but you will begin to feel a peace. And that's how you know when it's God. Somebody say, how do you know when it's God? Because he said that I will give you a peace that surpasses all your understanding, that should keep your heart and your mind in, and I always add this in it, and through Christ Jesus. Because the blessings of the Lord make of you rich, it make of you wealthy, it make of you rich and wealthy, and it add no sorrow to it. So you won't be depressed. You won't be walking in temptation, but you will continue to serve him. You will continue to put him first. And when he bless you, he's going to bless you in such a manner, in such a way that your cup is going to run over, but you're going to give back. And that's how you know when it's from God. See, God looks at your heart. He looks at your heart and say, if you're ready for the blessing. He knows you're ready for the blessing when before he bless you, you already walking as if you already blessed. You already know you blessed. You already walking in as if you already wealthy, because you know you are, because you're standing and believing on his word. He said you can have whatever you ask in his name. Whatever you ask in his name, you can have it. He said, just ask in my name. He said, not just ask in my name, but believe me. Believe that I am a rewarder of them who diligently seek me, continue to seek me, continue to pray, continue to put me first. The blessings of the Lord, it makes me rich, and it will add no sorrow. That means when he blesses me, I'm going to continue to serve him. I'm going to continue to read the Bible. I'm going to continue to put him first. I'm going to continue to give back to the poor. I'm going to continue to lift my brothers and sisters up. That's when you know it's of God. That's when you know it's of the Lord. That's when you know God had it in it. When you continue to walk in the things of God and do his will and walk in his way, that's when you know you can live in sight. Proverbs 10:22 and say, it was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in his sight. When you walking in the blessing of the Lord, amen, and he maketh you rich, amen, and you walking in peace and prosperity, no pain, no shame, no haughtiness, amen, glory to God, you know that it's from God. But once you begin to walk in haughtiness and stubbornness and feel like you have to use your wealth and prosperity to hurt others and get back against others and seek revenge towards others, that's not of God. That's not the blessings of the Lord. But it's the blessings of the Lord when he maketh you rich and wealthy, and you say, I'm going to continue to love my brothers and sisters. I'm going to forgive them, for they know not what they do to me. I'm thinking about Joseph and all of his brothers tried to kill him and sold him into slavery, and he went into the pit, amen, but he ended up in the palace, and after God raised him up, he didn't, you know, he could have been tempted. I'm sure he was. I'm sure the enemy was telling him, don't do nothing for them. But God said, I didn't raise you up. I didn't bless you for you to seek revenge. I raised you up and I blessed you so that you can help those. Amen. Amen. Help those, because Joseph said that. Amen. He said, you know what? He said that with the enemy meant for my evil, God has turned this thing around for my good. I know that it was God who orchestrated my path. Somebody hear me here tonight. You may be going through a mighty storm. You may feel like, God, what is going on? What is going on? You promised me this and you promised me that. I come to tell you on tonight, shake that doubt out of your mind. Shake that hurt out of your heart. Shake that bitterness out of your heart. Shake that unforgiveness out of your heart, and believe and trust God that he is ordering your steps. The Bible says that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. So do you trust him on tonight that he is ordering your steps? I'm quite sure that Joseph was like, what is going on, God? Are you with me? Are you with me? But the Bible says that in the Bible, it says that everywhere that Joseph was, God was with him. When he was in the pit, God was with him. When he was in the jail, God gave him favor. That's what it means, my friends, by the blessings of the Lord. My God, even when you in your worst moment, you see a light of favor. Even when you feel like everything is against you, you see the hand of God still on your life. That means you blessed. That means that God has favored you. That means that God got something great in store for you. Somebody, don't get weary in your well-doing. I say you are blessed. God calls you blessed. He calls you blessed, and he calls you highly favored. Don't get weary in your well-doing. Don't give up right now, because you're at the end of this trial, and you got to walk in blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings and prosperity. Your cup is about to run over. It's about to spill over with the goodness of the Lord. I like when David, he said, goodness and mercy. The Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life, and he should dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How do you know when you're blessed? Because your best friend's goodness and mercy, it follow you. It's following you. Somebody hear me on tonight. Goodness and mercy is going to follow you. That's how you know that the hand of God is on your life, because goodness and mercy is going to continue to follow you. Somebody said, who are your best friends? I said, grace and mercy. Because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'm like David. I don't care what nobody say. I know I would have failed. I know I would have stumbled. But it was God's hand that was on my life. He preserved me. He lifted me up above my enemies. You got to be able, my friends, when God bless you, don't forget to give him glory. Don't forget to give him praise. You got to tell everybody in the whole wide world, amen, that it was God's doing and is marvelous in his sight. It was God who raised me up. It was God who lifted me up. It was God who blessed my life because of grace, because of mercy. It wasn't because of anything that I've done, but it's all God's doing and is marvelous in his sight. Somebody hear me on tonight. This is your season. This is your time to walk in the blessings of God, the blessings of the Lord. It makes one rich and it adds no sorrow. I said the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And it took me down to 2 Corinthians 9:8. He said, and God is able to bless you abundantly. Somebody hear me on tonight. So that in all things and at all times, having all that you need will abound in every good work. God is able. I said, God is able and he won't fail. Somebody hear me on tonight. I said, God is able. I almost feel like singing that song, God is able and he won't fail. Somebody hear me on tonight. Somebody do some cartwheels and flips. I said, God cannot lie, will not lie, should not lie. If God made you a promise, he's well able to come forth and come forth and make good on that promise, because his blessings, well, he said, I'm going to bless you abundantly so that in all things and at all times, we just got finished talking about that, in a good time, I'm going to bless you abundantly. And what you think are the bad times, you're going to be abundantly blessed, having all your needs met, and that it will abound in every good work. I just simply come to tell somebody, you're blessed in a city. He's about to bless you in a city. He's going to bless you in the words of Fred Hammond. He's going to bless you in a city. He's going to bless you in a field. He's going to bless you in and wherever you go, he calls you blessed. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Bond, let's open up the lines.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us, the voice of Dr. Henderson on Straight to the Point tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a powerful word tonight. That's what Straight to the Point is all about, ladies and gentlemen. I trust y'all was taking some notes out there, and I'm sure some of y'all got a little excited out there. Oh, yeah. I know some of y'all got excited out there for sure. I love it. You got to surround yourself with God, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all need to surround yourself with God. And it starts right here on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson. I love it. I love it. Hey, we get ready to open up the lines, Doc, for you. I love it. And I know Miss Sarah, she's just excited. I know she's always excited, though, Doc. So, Sister Sarah, you're on with Dr. Henderson tonight. God bless you.
It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am so excited. I couldn't stop even just laughing. Dr. Henderson, woman of God, Proverbs, woman of God, Proverbs 31, woman of God. And from the lesson tonight in Proverbs 10 and 22, the Lord says, we must remember it. We must remember. We must remember it. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow.
Yes, ma'am. We must remember. Yes. We have to remember and understand and know and recognize the difference of when it's from God or when it's from somewhere else. Because God is a God of peace. He's not a God of confusion. He said, I am not the author of confusion. If it's confusion, I didn't author it. But when God bless you, he said, I'm going to give you a peace that passes all your understanding, that should keep your heart in your mind in and through Christ Jesus. So you get ready to receive the blessings. I'm telling you, God is about to bless your going in and your going out. And when he bless you, don't be ashamed tell the whole world that it was God who did this thing. And I'm blessed, and I'm happy, and I give him the glory. Thank you for tuning in, my dear. Dr.
Bond,
hallelujah.
You're welcome. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. Dr. Henderson, back to you. We are excited tonight on Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are excited on tonight. Those of you who are just listening and those of you who are going to call back, we want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the Straight to the Point. We want you to be so secure and know in your heart that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. We're at the end of the show, but before we go, I want to give a shout out to a few magazines. The first one is D-Mode. I was featured in D-Mode, one of the largest global magazines in the world. I want to give a shout out to D-Mode, D-E-M-O-D-E. Yes, the only Christian author that was listed and chosen, myself and 11 others. It was 12 of us. The 12 is the number of establishment in government. Establishment. Somebody is going to be established in this new season. Amen. Establishment and stable stability. God is bringing stability in your life. So we give shout out to Demo. Thank you, Demo. Also want to give shout out to Baraka. Baraka, for me being on the cover of Baraka magazine, another global magazine. So feature me on the cover. Amen. Yes, this woman of God who give God the glory, who lifts up the name of Jesus on the cover of a magazine that it's a secular magazine, but that's what God would do. He would bring, he would lift you up and put you in places that people don't even think you should be. So when people see me on that cover, they go research and find that I serve the one and true and only God. Amen. And so then also I want to give a shout out to Archie Magazine. I thank them for listing me as one of their leading ladies, as one of their leading ladies. And so it's an honor. It's an honor to for someone to look at you as a leading lady. So, you know, I don't take that lightly, to be adored and looked upon as a leading lady. Out of all the women in the world, I was one of the ones they chose. So I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. So I shout out those three major magazines. And so I thank God for all that he is doing in my life. This is definitely my season. And it actually started in 2023. It actually started in 2023. That's why I tell people, don't get caught up on the calendar. When God wants to bless you, we talked about this last week. When God wants to bless you, he don't look at the calendar. Amen. When you are a child of God, you walk in the kairos. That means God's timing. So the blessing started unfolding, not in 2024, but it started in 2023. Amen. A season don't have to be in the chrono. A season can be, you know, all of 2023. I was doing my, and I just want to encourage somebody, not bragging, but want to encourage somebody. I was getting my taxes and stuff done, getting ready. And so I said, Lord have mercy. I didn't even realize in 2023 I was traveling like every other month. Every month, actually, I was going to either another state or a country. And I said, Lord have mercy. I traveled more in 2023 than I have in my entire life. And so the blessing started unfolding in God's timing way before 2024. 2024 is a season of more than enough. You know, an overflow. So this is the overflow season for so many of us. And so I thank God that as he blessed me, that those that I'm connected to, that it will spill over into their lives and that it will run over. Amen. And that it will catch them, you know, catch on fire in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you. Call back in on next Monday night. We're at the end of the show. Call back in on 347-843-455. Now, we also want to welcome Apostle Geraldine Clark to the family, to the Straight to the Point Network, the Straight to the Point broadcast on the Men's Let's Talk Network. We want to welcome Apostle Geraldine Clark, who will be starting in February, every second and third, Monday of the month. She will be hosting on the Straight to the Point. So we thank God for a possibility. In fact, she's a fire rocket. She walks in the anointing of God. And so she is from Port St. Lucie up there in Florida. And so she's going to be in the broadcast every second and third Monday of the month, starting in February. So I want you guys to tune in and support her. I will still be coming on every first and fourth Monday of the month. However, I am still praying for somebody to take that first Monday of the month. But I'm not going to leave y'all. I'm still going to come on. And so that at least one time out of the month, at least twice out of the month until I can get somebody, amen, as God lead, amen. So we are going to bless somebody with a free broadcast on the first Monday of the month. Amen. And so we're at the end of the show. We thank you again for tuning in. We're at the end of the show. We speak blessings on your life, over your family, over your children, and we declare and decree that this is the best time of your life. We're at the end of the show, but before we go, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive. And my friends, do it fast and always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and you have a good night.
Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Yeah, there will be
all across the globe. This has been another edition of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. What a great day today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture that one of the scriptures that Doc shared with us today was Proverbs 10:22. Highly recommend you read it, ladies and gentlemen. It says, the blessings of the Lord makes a person rich and adds no sorrow with it. I highly recommend you also read the entire chapter of Proverbs 10. It will bless you, ladies and gentlemen, and take you to another level in the Lord. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, have a great evening. Share this out. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Straight to the Point. God bless you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.